This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone tax benefits after 2026. What changed? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The Opportunity Zone tax benefits are not static, they've changed significantly around 2026, and understanding what changed is essential to planning correctly. The original program, OZ 1.0, created by the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, had a built-in benefit schedule with a fixed December 31, 2026 deferred gain recognition date and expiring basis step-ups. Then the 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBA, signed July 4, 2025, widely called OZ 2.0, made the program permanent, introduced a rolling deferral for new investments, and launched a new cycle of zone designations. So the benefits available today differ from what earlier investors received, and they're still being implemented. This guide explains the original benefit schedule, the 2026 gain recognition deadline, the legislative updates in OZ 2.0, what changed for new investors, and how to plan now. Because the rules are time-sensitive and evolving, verify the current law with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not tax advice. The original Opportunity Zone program, OZ 1.0, offered three tax benefits on a defined schedule. First, deferral. You could defer tax on a capital gain reinvested into a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, until a fixed recognition date. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.